Welcome. Parshat Shoftim, Pasuk says, "V'lo tachim lecha matzivah she'asaneh Hashem Elokecha." You should not build a monument. You shouldn't make a monument. Hashem hates them. And we know that, in fact, early, this is Perek Tet Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Bet. Already in Perek Yud Bet, we had a commandment to go, when we get into Eretz Yisrael, to go and destroy any matzivot that the non-Jewish nations had made there. And Rashi points out on this pasuk in Tetzayin Chafet that even though in the times of the Avot Hashem liked Matzevot, now He hates them. So Moshe Feinstein says here, what's the reason? If it was allowed, we know that Yaakov Avinu made one when he wakes up from a dream. He sets up a Matzeva and says this is going to be a Beit Elokim. And he makes a deal and a brief, and he makes a matzeva. He makes a matzeva 2-3 times. Yaakov Avinu is making a matzeva, and we're not allowed to make a matzeva. All of a sudden, we don't like it. But that's not the only question Moshe Feinstein asked. He asked a stronger question. Why are we checking what the Goyim are doing? The Goyim also make the non-Jews, the Gentile nations, are making a mizbeach. They also offer sacrifices to their Avodah Zarah. The Torah didn't tell us not to make a Mizbeach. Am Yisrael makes the Mizbeach in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash, two Mikdashes. We offered lots of Korbanot. We don't say, well, we can't make a Mizbeach because the non-Jewish nations made a Mizbeach for their Avodah Zarah. So why, because they make Matzevo, should we not make a Matzevo? We're not learning from them. So what's the connection? So that's Rav Moshe Feinstein's question. And his answer is, you have to understand the following important yesod. What is Matan Torah? Between the Avot and now was Matan Torah. That's what Rashi tells us. So what did Matan Torah change? Matan Torah was a game changer in this regard. How so? The whole point of giving us the Torah is that we should all constantly growing and going up and continuing to do lots and lots of mitzvot. We should be going up in our mitzvah quantity, accumulating more and more mitzvot. We should also be growing in our quality. We should be doing mitzvot better and better, this time with more kavana, this time more enthusiastically. So there's so much area for us to grow. We should never be getting to a point where we're complacent in our mitzvot. That, okay, now I got it. I have it down pat. I understand the system. And now let me put it on cruise control. That's not a Jewish idea. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, even if you lived a long life, you're over 70 years old, he says, because the Torah considers 70 years old a complete life. But let's say you're, in our terms, you're already 100 years old. And you spent your life, you were a tzaddik. So you did every year, millions of mitzvot, and you did the occasional avera. So you are pretty sure that now the tally comes, you're 100 years old. You are ahead about 3 billion to, a few thousand. So I'm pretty good. I'm pretty sure that when I get to Olam Haba, they're going to give me the heavenly judgment. They're going to bring all my mitzvot on one side of the scale, and they're going to bring all my avera to the other side of the scale, and I'm going to win. I'm going to get Olam Haba. So you know what I could do? I could just retire, relax, sit by the pool. Now I'm 100 years old. I've earned it. Let me just sit here all day. Let me do nothing. So Moshe Feinstein says, no, that's not how it works. You always have to constantly be growing, constantly improving. It doesn't matter how old you are and how many mitzvot you've accomplished. The Pasuk in Yechezkel tells us, Lo yitachein derech Adonai. This isn't the way of Hashem. And what was their argument? That Hashem's going by rov zchuyot. You have to count up if you have more mitzvot than averot. So he says, that's not what it means, rov zchuyot. Rov zchuyot doesn't mean count up. If you have more mitzvot than avera, you're getting Olam Haba. No. Each year of your life, you also have to be trying to get more and more mitzvot. Now, we're all human beings, and we're all going to fail, and we're all going to mess up, because we're humans. We're not angels. But that, in the meantime, we're all trying to do more mitzvot than averot. So the fact that we do more, this year I'm going to do more mitzvot than I do averot, hopefully, means that overall I'm a good person, and I'm a growing person, and I'm improving myself. And that's what it means. Hashem looks at Rav Zchuyot. So in the last year, I did, you know, X mitzvot, and I did X minus Y averot. Oh, look at that. I'm a tzaddik. And that's what the concept of Rosh Chuyot is. Rosh Chuyot is for somebody who's trying to still accumulate more and more mitzvot. So the fact that you did a few averot, the fact that you have more mitzvot, more masim tovim, ach shechata zeu tzaddik. That's what Moshe Feinstein says. And therefore, a person decides, I don't need any more, I'm good, because I've done way more, that's not allowed. That's no good. And that explains, says Moshe Feinstein, the Isser, the Matseva. A Matseva is finite, concrete, complete. It doesn't grow. There's no improvement. It's a rock. Before Matan Torah, that was allowed. Once the Torah was given, it's now up to us to continue to grow. There's no such thing as resting on our laurels at this point and staying the way we are. We always have to constantly be growing. If we're not, there's no such thing as standing still. If we're not and we can make believe you're on a down, he doesn't say this, but make believe you're on a down escalator. And if you're not constantly growing, so if you're standing still, you're going down. You have to be working on going up. So that's what Rav Moshe Feinstein says is the message. Why does he hate matzevot? He used to like them. And what? The reason he doesn't like them is because the non-Jews do it? No. Because the non-Jews, their idea is, as long as you have Rov Zchuyot, so overall you were good. He says, that's not the Jewish idea. It's not just Rov Zchuyot. It's Rov Zchuyot now. So if you mess up and did a few averot, while you're constantly trying to grow and do more and more mitzvot and do better and better mitzvot, more complete mitzvot, more mitzvot in quality and quantity, and you happen to do a few of erot along the way, so then you are still considered a tzaddik because of Rav Zchuyot. So that's the message that we get from this pasuk about the isser of building a matzeva. We should all be zocha as we're approaching now Rosh Chodesh Elul this week and beginning the new year, the new yeshiva year, to continue to do more and more mitzvot, constantly trying to grow and never ever being complacent with our level of mitzvot, our quantity of mitzvot, or the quality of our mitzvot. Shkayach.